The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
True that. True that. True that. My voice. Here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We are broadcasting live out of Indianapolis Hampton Inn, and we just wanted to give a shout-out for the Indianapolis Hampton Inn. Thanks, guys. We really appreciate that, and so do our listeners. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and I have with me my little sidekick, my little pretty princess. You want to say hi?
Hi, I really like that pretty princess bit.
You do. You really do like that.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure, because this is a new thing for our listeners.
Yes. Yes, pretty princess. It's very nice.
You like that. Okay.
Yes.
Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice, the pro-murderers, they call themselves the pro-choicers. This is not a game, by the way, friends. They wish to silence you, and the way they do that is they attack those that are out on the front lines, such as myself. Folks, we are the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans, and we are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Now, folks, due to the fact that we are on the road right now, phone lines are inaccessible, and I've got so much information to kick off in 1 hour. And you know, here, let me say it this way, too. I've been thinking a lot about this because I got tons of events coming up over the next week and a half out on the East Coast, North Carolina, South Carolina, colleges, schools, arenas. I'm doing a drum clinic. I'm going to be speaking about 3,000 students in a couple days here. I'm going to be doing a tea party in Gastonia. You know, these people are trying to limit me to 1 hour, and that's trying to limit me to 1 hour is like asking a woman that likes to talk that just drank a whole pot of coffee to sew things up in 2 minutes.
Or like when you're starving and you want the all-you-can-eat buffet and someone hands you a crumb.
Oh, that's a great analogy.
Yeah,
I mean, that
you
was
want the whole thing.
That
you don't
was
want to be limited with just that
honey,
much of Bradley.
Honey, you ever heard that saying, don't speak until spoken to? No, I know that you're my pretty little princess.
I thought that was a pretty good analogy.
You like that?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Okay.
The point is, people are starving for the truth.
She's got that look on her face, friends. Like, what are you doing? This is not cool that you're saying this.
They want the all-you-can-eat buffet. 1 hour is like giving them a crumb when they want more.
Okay, well, you know what? Okay, I get what you're saying.
Yes.
You know, as a matter of fact, Gina Loudon from Politichicks actually said, you know, this guy speaks for 2.5 hours, and she said, I'm tweeting everything that he's saying. And she said, but I want more when he's done. It's like, no, don't be done. Keep going. Well, that's me.
That's right.
That's just what's going on here. Because I'm absorbed in the things that I'm called to do. I've lost my life for the very purpose of the kingdom of God and our country. And, you know, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. And we can't love our neighbors as ourselves until we first love God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. You get the point?
Amen.
You know, youth talk, just saying, right? So, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, if you'd like to see our little faces, we're going to be posting pictures as the days go forward here. And that will be on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or what you could do is you could go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. As well, friends, if you'd like to go to my personal websites, you can do that. There's two different ones, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, one fan page and one personal page, so like those both if you do. And as well, friends, if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, you can do that. That is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And friends, again, once we get the phone lines accessible. We'll open them back up to you. But because I'm such a ball hog right now with this radio time, I'm just going to kick out a lot of information, because what I want to do is I want to get to Joe Olstein, the heretic, question mark. And we want your thoughts. And again, the way to post those thoughts is go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm going to post an article. I'm going to hit it. I'm going to hit the topic. Is he preaching a false gospel? Friends, it's not really hard to make the distinction. It really isn't. That which is holy and that which is defiled. If you know the difference between right and wrong because God taught it to you, well, I'll tell you what. You're going to stand up and say, oh, my goodness, this is way out of line. So, anyways, in saying that, honey, are you mad at me?
Oh, not at all.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Because you got that. You usually have that, as the boys say, that ridiculous-looking smirk on your face where you're smiling all the time.
I look grumpy all the time?
No, I don't want people grumpy around me all the time. I don't like that neither. Just let me be the grump, okay? I'm the attitude problem here. I don't need...
You can grump, I'll be the sunshine.
Yep, listen, there's only one that needs to have the attitude problem, and that is me, because I am constantly in the spiritual warfare in which I endure 24-7. I kid you negative. Remember George Whitfield, the great outdoor preacher?
Yeah.
He used to preach to the colleges, by the way, too. But he's a great awakening preacher, along with Wesley and the such. But he had said that the enemy continuously agitates him and disturbs his time. And I totally understand it, because the more that we press into the kingdom of God, the more we can see the dragon warring with the church.
That's
and
right.
It's really true. If you want to know, folks, it's not surreal here. It is very real. You can be a partaker or you can be a spectator, but let me say it this way. It's got to suck to be a spectator, because spectators will not enter into the kingdom of God.
And it's also got to suck and when your brains are in someone else's head.
No, but this is how we do that. So I say, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. I'm glad that you're one step ahead of me. I really am, pretty princess, but I think it's really important to just slow your roll.
Oh, I thought you skipped that part.
I'm the attitude problem here.
Okay,
I'm the one that's rolling 15 miles an hour. I'm the one that's got to slow my roll, but I'm the show host.
Okay, fine.
I like that.
Okay.
Okay, so now what I do here is, you ready for this? Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, pretty princess?
Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
Big thumbs up.
Yes, and we have got some big thumbs up from some of our recommendations on the Sons of Liberty Facebook page. Brent Jones says, you guys rock because you're not afraid of man. It's refreshing in the age of crybaby postmodernists, both inside and outside the walls of the produced churches. He says, my wife and I train and are deployed to disaster zones, and we go in the name of Jesus Christ. We see how weak and pathetic other gods are in relation to the healer, and we thank you for calling out sin and lifting up his name. You have our prayers from Texas, to be sure, in
Amen.
Christ, Brent and Laura. I thought that was great.
I appreciate that. The man that fears the face of God does not fear the face of man. The man that fears the face of man does not fear the face of God, said Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the man that went back to Germany from the United States to confront a tyrant named Adolf Hitler, and he died in the process.
Amen. And Justin Liberty said, Sons of Liberty Radio is a powerful radio show that doesn't whine, but slams the truth in line with the Word of God.
Well, at least not on the radio.
No.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
No,
okay,
we don't
okay.
whine, no. And Jeff Holloway said, highly recommended for American-loving people. And if we go over to News with Views, one of your many columns that you write for, you wrote an article called, By the Grace of God, I Am Not Moving, in response to the George Soros-funded Change.org petitioning against us. And one of the comments there said, yes, it is frighteningly obvious that Christ and Christians are under attack both from official and informal fronts. Radical homosexuals, communists, atheists, fascists, all these sorts of things. He says, it is outrageous, but... He says, hang in there, Brother Dean, and stand for Christ. Christian soldiers are sorely needed.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break. I'm broadcasting live out of Indianapolis, Hampton Inn. We're going to be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Oh. All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Friends, if you are listening from California, I will be on Rick Amato's show tomorrow, Skyping with him, if you'd like to check that out. Rick Amato, I believe it's towards the San Diego area. Just this last week, I was on Steve Noble's radio show in Raleigh, North Carolina. He's a kick in the pants. That guy's as intense as I am on the radio. And then we were also in Cheyenne, Wyoming yesterday morning with show host Dave. Great guy. That's all I can tell you. If you're out in Wyoming, you probably heard us out there yesterday. Stan Monteith has been picking me up left and right. And Stan Monteith is a sweet, sweet man. He's a great guy, and he's becoming a good friend. I was on his radio program. And by the way, tomorrow we will be on Dove Television, which is a James Dobson ministry branch. Dove Television will be Skyping with Perry tomorrow as well. If you'd like to check that out, please do. It will all be posted on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Pretty Little Princess.
Yes, we are excited for our Liberty Week coming up. We're about halfway to North Carolina right now. We've got the Gastonia Tea Party for those listeners who have just tuned in and not heard this information. The Gastonia Tea Party coming up here on Thursday the 26th, which is tomorrow. Then you're going to be speaking at the Truth for a New Generation Conference in Charlotte, doing a drum clinic, also speaking on a couple panels out there. Jack McDowell, Lee Strobel, several of those people are going to be out there. It'll be a good time.
Don't know how that's going to go over. That's like oil and water.
Oh, but
maybe I got something to learn.
It'll be great, and I think the kids will really love it. On Sunday the 29th, you're going to be at the Outreach for Jesus Church in Hamlet, North Carolina, then New Hope Baptist Church in Laurinburg, North Carolina. You're also going to be speaking at the Richmond Community College. So for those folks of you attending Richmond Community College, you've got a treat coming up here very soon. And we're going to be ending our time on Thursday the 3rd in Rockingham, Birmingham, North Carolina. So
I love that.
Check it out. We're going to have some great time, and we're going to have a great week out here in North Carolina. For more information and details, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. For all those out here on the East Coast, we want to see your pretty little faces there.
Cool. Hey, folks, check this out. This is actually pretty incredible stuff, because what I like to do is I like to make the distinction between a false prophet and a real prophet. The real preachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, whether they be an apostle, a prophet, a teacher, an evangelist, or a pastor, matters not, over at Ephesians 4 right now. But in saying that, listen to Martin Luther, the great reformer back from the 1500s. This is what he said. He said, "Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all I should have never foreseen or once suspected," listen carefully, "he has raised up a sect as such as teach that men should not be terrified by the law of God, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ." I don't mean to be stepping on too many toes right now. Let me go to the character of Jesus Christ for it. He spoke as one boldly and not as the scribes. And it's interesting when we think about Jesus Christ, the modern-day church has painted him out to be a little pansy with pink little boots on, smacking sheep on the butt, offending no one, when in fact his character is completely the exact opposite. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the man of war. He is the one that said, "I did not come to bring peace, I came to bring a sword." He's the one that brought variance. And folks, that's what truth does, is truth demands a response. And when you bring the truth, it divides people that want to walk in the truth and those that don't want to walk in the truth. But let's talk about Martin Luther's character for a moment. I'm going to get over to Joel Osteen in just a minute here, okay? So hang on with me. Martin Luther, the great reformer, said this. He said, "I prefer the books of Master Phillips Melanchthon to my own." He said of himself, he said, "I am rough, stormy, and altogether warlike." He said, "I am here to fight innumerable monsters and devils. I must remove all stumps and stones, cut away thistles and thorns, and clear the wild forest." But Master Philip comes along softly and gently, sowing and watering with joy according to the gifts which God has abundantly bestowed upon him. See, isn't it interesting that everybody accepts the pastor? Everybody accepts the teacher. Everybody accepts the evangelist. Well, the evangelist is kind of in between all of them, my friends. He operates in the fivefold. So is the apostolic, the apostle. But let's shut down the prophets. But again, friends, I want you to keep in mind, if it wasn't for the prophets and the apostles, which is the very cornerstone, it's the very foundation the church is laid on, we wouldn't have the liberties that we have today in this country, friends. And the reason we're losing our freedoms today is because we have false preachers preaching a false gospel. Here, let me give you a couple quotes. R.W. Barber said this. "He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament..." What are you taught today, friends? Oh, we don't need the Old Testament. But isn't it interesting, the first thing you do when you go to the New Testament, you go to the genealogy in the book of Matthew. Genealogy of what? Adam and Eve and Old Testament patriarchs. Well, if you don't understand the first part of the book, how are you going to understand the second part of the book, right? But listen to what he said again. He said, "He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses..." Remember the man that was in hell, friends? He wanted to get out, and he wanted the Lord to go warn his brothers. He wanted to get out of hell. It was too late for him. And Jesus said back to the man that was in hell, he said, "Listen, if they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead." See, he's talking about those who will not tremble, or who have not trembled in Moses and wept in David through testimony and wondered in Isaiah, will rejoice little in Matthew or rest little in John. "He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel." How true. I don't go to a doctor, friends, because it's a good idea to spend money. The only reason I go to a doctor is because I realize that I have an ailment or a disease or some sort of sickness that a doctor can only give me some dialysis or diagnosis, I'm sorry, give me a diagnosis so he can give me the cure. If you don't understand the purpose of the law, you don't understand the purpose of Christ, because Jesus himself said, "They that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick." He said, "I came not to call the righteous to repentance." He said, "I called sinners to repentance." To be exact, he said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And one more warning before I get over to this heretic, Joel Osteen. The chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost. Well, folks, people are offended by the Holy Ghost. Christianity without Christ, because they don't want to bear the cross. Forgiveness without repentance, they want the forgiveness, but they don't want to repent. Salvation without regeneration, they don't want to obey that form of doctrine that God has given unto us. Politics without God, which is utterly impossible, friends, because politics is the science of government. Science is the study of creation. So, politics without God and heaven without hell. They want their cake and they want to eat it too. They want to indulge their senses and their passions. But they still want to make sure that when they die, they have fire insurance and they get to go to heaven because Jesus is going to save me regardless of what I've done in this life. When in fact, it's just the exact opposite. It's appointed unto men once to die and after this, the judgment. Just keep in mind that all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. All right? One more point before I get over to this heretic. Paul, the man that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, said, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ in God the Father, who raised him from the dead. And all the brethren which are with me under the churches of Galatia, listen, friends, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. That wasn't made applicable to everybody that read it. No, it was made applicable only to the brethren which were with Paul. Then he goes on, he said, who gave himself for our sins, identifying what Christ did, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from the present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. To deliver us from the present evil world, not to condition us to be a partaker of the present evil world. No, to deliver us from it. To whom be glory forever and ever, Paul said. He said, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that calleth you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. He said, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, he said, let him be accursed. As we said before, so I say now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which you have received, let him be accursed. Paul said, for do I now persuade men or God? Question mark. Or do I seek to please men? Question mark. For if I yet please man or men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Paul goes on. But I certify to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. Not after man. Friends, we just seen last week the Pope saying we don't need to talk about homosexuality and play it down. Or abortion and play it down. No, didn't Jesus rebuke the Pharisees for refusing and rejecting the commandments of God and making the commandments of God void by what? Keeping the commandments of men. And I just want to tell you something. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Forget it not. Paul said, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ, by the Holy Ghost, friends. I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about Joel Osteen, pastor of Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas. Let's go through his false doctrine and see if he defines the word heretic. You may be surprised. Everybody loves him, though. I know. Woe unto those when all men speak well of you, so did their fathers of the false prophets. All right? Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Right before the break, I said, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did the fathers of the false prophets. See, friends, see what we hear today is, Jesus didn't come. He didn't come to convict me of my sin. Mm-mm. No, sir. No, he didn't do that. He come to pet my feathers the direction they go. Mm-mm. I mean, forget scriptures that say, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. No, no, forget about that. Mm-mm, no. John 16 says that the Holy Ghost, he come to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He didn't come to convict me in America. No, 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 no. Jesus gave me grace to do whatever I want. No, that's a false grace, and you're using that grace as an occasion for the flesh. And this is what false preachers are preaching on a daily basis. On a daily basis. Hey, friends, let me just tell you this. Being where I am and doing what I do, I'm not asking for the approval of men. I'm not asking for the approval of those that violate the laws of our God-given nation. Now, when you look at that in perspective, I'm not the one rebelling. Those that are violating the laws of our republic are. The laws of common law, which are God's moral law, right? Those are the ones that are violating the law, not me. Yet preachers all day. And I'll tell you what the church today does. And let me tell you by experience, firsthand, the spirit of the world has not changed, friends. What they do today is they praise the dead prophets, but they persecute the living ones. And when you study out David, David dealt with his own people in Ziklag. Who are those that were constantly confronting him? His own people. What about Moses? What about Abram, Korah, and Dathan? Who are they? They were all within the camp. Yep, Moses went through the same thing. What about Jesus? Who betrayed Jesus? Judas did with a kiss. And friends, we need to understand that we're dealing with the same thing. Matter of fact, let's go back to Calvary 2,000 years ago. Who crucified Christ? It was the professed church that had Pontius Pilate do their biddings for him. Remember, it was the church that said, we have no king but Caesar. Remember, it was the church that went back to the government and said, hey, listen, anybody that claims that they're a king, hey, that is protest. That is being obstinate towards King Caesar. And we as the church back in the day that crucified Jesus Christ, we just want to let you know that we agree with Caesar more than we agree with the Son of God. So let's crucify him. And then they said in the book of Matthew, let his blood be upon us. And friends, when you look at history, that's exactly what happened. God is not mocked. He's not to be played with. And when we study out the Puritan preachers of old who walked with God and didn't talk about God only, they knew him in deed, and they knew him in truth, and they proved the God of Israel, and they didn't limit the Holy One of Israel, and God showed himself strong on their behalf. And friends, that's my aim, because I believe that if God did it for them, he'll do it for us. Now, my pretty little princess has one more thing to say, and I got to get over here to Joel Olstein.
All right, for those that have just tuned in, we want to go over the schedule one more time. And for those of you who have heard it, you know, men need to be told things twice sometimes. Women need to be told things five times. This way it'll stick in your head. We're going to be at the Gastonia Tea Party on Thursday the 26th, which is tomorrow. It begins at 6:30. It's at the library there at Gastonia in the auditorium.
In North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Yes.
And then we're also going to be at the Northside Baptist Church with the Truth for a New Generation Conference. And that's also in Charlotte, North Carolina on Saturday the 28th. Bradley will be doing some drum seminar clinics and also some talking with some panels, which will be an interesting great fun time. He'll be speaking at Outreach for Jesus in Hamlet, North Carolina on Sunday the 29th at 7 p.m. on the same day, the 29th. He'll be at New Hope Baptist in Laurinburg, North Carolina. He's going to be out there speaking to the Richmond Community College in Hamlet, North Carolina on the 1st. Also on the 2nd, he'll be out there at the Community College as well. Then ending things up with a big bang in Rockingham, North Carolina, 7 p.m. For those of you that are looking for more specific details, please visit Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, yeah. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or go to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Amen. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. According to Joel Olstein, pastor of Lakewood Church in Houston. Hey, friends, by the way, as we go through this, write these things down, because I got a question for you. Can you show me where a pastor is supposed to lead the church? And then when you get a minute, go over to 1 Corinthians 12:28, and there lies the answer. First the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher. That's the proper order for the church. So back to Joel Olstein, pastor of Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas. The first century apostles are wrong and outdated, and he has come out boldly to infer indirectly that apostles Paul, Peter, and John, whom wrote much of the New Testament, were wrong and need to be corrected and rebuked. Isn't it interesting that they'll take the time to rebuke those that bore the cross, but those that don't bear the cross, they exhort them rather than rebuke them? That's a bad, listen to me, that's a bad, bad place to put yourself. It really, truly is. When asked directly if people who are openly practicing homosexuals are accepted into the kingdom, Joel Olstein responded with, absolutely, anybody is. Really? That's like saying, is it okay for our military when they die, when the parents of our slain children, our slain brothers, our uncles and cousins and dads and moms and grandpas and grandmas, is it okay for anybody just to come into America and do whatever they want to do? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. We all need to listen carefully to the words that this man of God, as he calls himself, speaks as he goes on interviews, so we can too find the errors in the preaching of the first century apostles. Joel Osteen does acknowledge that some things are sin. I guarantee you he probably couldn't even define sin. To define sin, friends, is not missing the mark. It is found in 1 John 3:4. It's transgressing God's law. It's a violation of God's moral law. But Osteen says, I don't address these things from the pulpit. They only come up in interviews. When asked if only practicing homosexuals, people, this is what it says, will be accepted into heaven, Joel Osteen responded, I believe they will. But he makes no mention of the need for repentance. Of course not. Well, then why would they need Jesus Christ? If you don't realize that you violated God's moral law, then what would drive you to the foot of the cross? See, law to grace, Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7. The doctrine of universalism is the belief that all people are saved no matter who you are or what you've done. Oh my goodness, friends, this is so dangerous. This is a new version of the good news. By the way, the good news is only to those that are dead in their trespasses and their sins. No longer do they live to their sinful lifestyle where the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. No, now they are found in Christ. They have put on the new man. They have thrown off the old man, Colossians 3. The Bible says that we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. But these people say, no, everybody can come in. So there's a new version of the good news that is much better than the message of Jesus and the apostles, which preached over 2,000 years ago, which is far too narrow according to the way of Joel Osteen when he explains his message. And by the way, friends, his message. He said, I'm for everybody. You know what? So is Jesus Christ. But they have to make the choice. Deuteronomy 30:19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. I'm for everybody, too. I'm totally for everybody. But there's going to be a lot of hell people in hell that Jesus loved, too. But they made the choice to go to hell rather than to obey him. So when he says, I'm for everybody, he said, I'm not into excluding people. Jesus can reveal himself to anybody. Didn't he? When he said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way, and there be few that find it. That's exactly what he said, Joey. The idea is that since no one would be accepted if we are called to be holy, then all have to be accepted. So goes this logic. This doctrine also believes that all roads lead to heaven, so there is only one way, truth, and life that leads to the Father. Which, by the way, Scripture says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. Jesus speaking. According to Joel, properly, friends, according to Joel, not the Word of God, sin means to miss the mark. Which, while technically correct, stands in contrast to the teaching of many writers of the Bible that teach that sin is the violation of God's holy law, 1 John 3:4. So if by missing the mark, Joel means violating God's ways, his laws, then yes, sin is missing the mark, according to the world and the mind of Joel Osteen and his fallen carnal nature. According to the out-of-date writers of the Bible, the wages of sin is death, for which blood is required and for which a sacrifice was presented. It sounds a lot more harsh to say sin is treason, punishable by death, than to say it is missing the mark, which is a bit incomplete. Sin is also to incur guilt, incur penalty, which according to the Scripture is death. That's right. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. When asked about people who live in open sin, Joe smilingly, folks, a flattering tongue worketh the soul to ruin. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Joey doesn't do that. No, he smiles. He said, I'm not going to bash those people. No, really what he's saying is, I don't love them enough to tell them the truth. Prevention is better than cure. He said, I'm not going to be against those people. They're good people. No, what makes us good is Jesus Christ. Because Scripture tells us, friends, that our righteousness is but filthy rags in the sight of a just and a holy God. We're to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what makes us good. We're found in His righteousness. When Scripture talks about people being poor in Scripture, it doesn't mean they're broke or they were jilted out of their boyfriend or girlfriend. That's not what it means. It means they lacked or they are destitute of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And we need the righteousness of Jesus Christ, what makes us rich. And by the way, friends, that is real grace. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about this heretic, Joel Osteen, in just a minute here. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Hey, folks, these jokers today, they're bashing those that fought, bled, and died to ratify that blood-bought covenant called the Bible. Just think about that. Same thing you got in the White House. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's National Preparedness Month, and ReadyMadeResources.com is proud to announce an unprecedented sale. For a very limited time, you can save 45 to 70% on all Mountain House cans and case lots. Best of all, you can mix and match, and all orders include free shipping. Visit ReadyMadeResources.com and save 45 to 70% while supplies last. Hurry, this sale ends September 30th. Call 800-627-3809. 800-627-3809. ReadyMadeResources.com. Get the best for less.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty again. We're talking about the heretic Joel Osteen, and when he was asked about people who live in open sin, which is the transgression of God's moral law, Joe smilingly said, "I'm not going to bash those people." In other words, he's saying, "I'm not going to love those people enough to warn them." Remember, Jesus said, "As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent." Joel's saying just the exact opposite, because he's disagreeing with the apostles. Peter, John, James, Jesus Christ himself. He said, "I'm not going to be against those people. They're good people." No, what makes people good is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And therein lies the problem. See, these people think they're good in their carnality, when in fact they are not at all. So by contrast, Apostle Jude is bashing people when he said, listen to this carefully, friends. This is the New Testament. "And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him." These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, "and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage." Does that sound like Joey? Yes, it does, people, in every sense of the word. That's found in Jude 1:14-16. So all you communists who think that Joel is one of those guys that's for you, no, in fact, he's your greatest enemy because he doesn't like to tell you the truth, God's truth. And friends, for those that profess their Christianity, I want you to understand that that is the rock. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against that church when your feet are upon that rock. And when you get your feet upon that rock, up off that rock, guess what happens? When the storms come, it blows you away. But what happens when you obey the teachings of Jesus Christ? You stay the course. You're a pillar. Right? Well, that's not what this man is preaching. He's preaching feel-goodism. He's preaching metaphysics. He's preaching whatever tickles your fancy. Joe's wife recently said to Piers Morgan, it's the people that we're after. We're not trying to judge their sin. I mean, this is like teaching. This is exactly what's taught to students across this country. And then when they go inside of a school and shoot it up, everybody's trying to figure out why they did it because the Supreme Court, the voice of the people, the will of the people allowed the Supreme Court to tell them through their inaction and their unlawfulness that it's okay when you say it's impermissible to teach the kids thou shalt not kill, the Ten Commandments. This is like teaching the younger generation that when you drive down the highway and you're going 70 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone and the cop pulls you over and he makes reference to the law and he says you violated the law, he gives you a ticket, which is your judgment in a form. What these people are teaching people through the gospel of Jesus Christ, inaccurately in every sense of the word, in contradiction to what real scripture says, they are teaching people that when they get that ticket from the cop, to rip it up and throw it at their feet and say, who are you to judge me? The church is responsible for antinomianism, friends. The church is responsible for teaching the people in this country to make no regard for God's moral law. If you want to know why we are where we're at today, you need to look at the Joel Osteens of the world, friends. You need to. I would love to get this guy on the radio. These people are untouchable on purpose because they know what they teach is it's unscriptural. They know it's unscriptural, friends. But they don't want to ruffle anybody's feathers. In other words, they don't want to love on them. They just want to take their money. Joel's wife on Piers Morgan. It's the people we're after. We're not trying to judge their sin. Well, I'll tell you what, if you don't tell them about their sin today, they're not going to go to Jesus Christ in truth. She said, we want to encourage them and love them. No, let me ask you the question, lady, where is the love? See, these are the people. There's a true story told out on the West Coast, friends, where they have these windy roads that go around these particular mountains. And they noticed that cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Instead of these people putting up warning signs, telling them that they're breaking the law, and if they keep going the same direction, they're going to destroy themselves by going over the end of the cliff. But you know what these people did in their stupidity, friends? Their lack of knowledge of Scripture, their lack of love, friends, you know what they did? A concerned committee soon got together and they said, we need to fix the problem. You know what their remedy was? They said, we need to put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. And for those that think that's funny, that's the mentality that has been taught from these heretics over the last 50 and 60 years, and they are personally responsible for where we're at as a country today. These people are the ones that are saying it's not love to warn a man of the impending danger which is before them. No, friends, it's love to do just the exact opposite. I'll ask students across the country, which one's love? A, to sit there and just watch them go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction? Or B, to get up in their face? You know what the students say? B, they understand real love. Because, friends, prevention is better than cure. But Joel and his wife, they don't want to discourage people. They want to encourage them and love on them while they destroy themselves and they end up in hell. And then when they're in hell, guess what? They're going to figure out, well, what are we doing here? Well, the Lord's going to look at him and say, you took Joey's word for it. Joey wasn't preaching my word. He was preaching his opinion, and he wanted your money. And he wanted a lot of people to come to his church. It's interesting when you study out the prophets of old, friends, and I'm talking about the real prophets, the Puritans, the John Wesleys, the George Whitfields, the field preachers. They were ostracized out of the church because they had a living faith. John G. Lake said the same exact thing. Friends, it's a living faith that offends those that have no faith. Do you not get it? They were ostracized. You know, John Wesley, Charles Wesley, George Whitefield, and one other man, that's how they had church every week. It was four of them. Charles Spurgeon, the great prince of preachers, he said, the more you serve God, the more you're consecrated unto God, the more you walk in holiness by the regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, he said, the lonelier you're going to be. Of course, eagles fly alone, friends, and they fly way above the storms, don't they? And guess what they're sent to do? To warn the people, knowing the terror of the Lord, the New Testament says. We persuade men. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Not no more. And by the way, I'm not talking about hellfire preaching. That's unscriptural. Read Luke 12:4. Luke 12:4. Joey's wife, this heretic, and his wife, who is also a heretic, we're not trying to judge their sin. We want to encourage them and love them. You're only going to win people by reaching out to them. Well, I didn't know that we were trying to reach out to them, where we were trying to win them unto ourselves. I thought our purpose was to win them to Jesus Christ. If he's the author of their faith, he'll also be the finisher of their faith. Yeah? He who has begun a good work will finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's not my job. That's the job of the Holy Ghost. This is the will of the flesh, friends, numbers. And I'm telling you, God's not about it. Joel's wife said, isn't that so awesome? They're all about the people. They want you and I to be accepted without having to discuss anything about repentance or righteousness. Friends, listen to me carefully. It says in 1 Corinthians 15:31, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong. But the Bible says, awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. They are preaching just the exact opposite of Scripture, friends. They're a bunch of capitulators. They're going hand in glove with this administration. And this administration is doing what the church will let them get away with. And that only. These modern-day ministry giants have gone on national television to essentially correct apostles Peter, John, and Paul to say they are wrong. And if you listen to Joel Osteen, the heretic himself, so many across the nation are so proud of this pastor and his courage in confronting the church fathers. That is about as backwards as you... Hey, folks, this is like the communists sitting there protesting your veterans that fought, bled, and died to give you the freedom in which you have. And you standing on the side of the communists, fraternizing with them, sitting there condemning those that sacrificed themselves to give you the freedoms in which you have. That's exactly what this devil incarnate is doing, friends. It's exactly what he's doing. According to Joel Osteen, Paul, Apostle Paul erroneously stated to the Corinthians, nay, do wrong. He said, and defraud, and that your brethren, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Scripture says in 1 Corinthians 6, be not deceived, neither fornicators, sex before marriage, nor idolaters, creating a god that looks just like you, nor adulterers, those that commit adultery, James 4:4, with God, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall enter into the kingdom of God. In this saying, according to Joel Osteen, Apostle Paul is being exclusionary and should be rebuked and corrected. So he wants to make sure that those that are walking in holiness and righteousness are rebuked, but those that are not, he wants to extort them. He wants to exhort them. He wants to encourage them, friends. We're going to continue this talk tomorrow, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what I do, deeds not words. See ya!
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia has warned that if Iran is struck by foreign military, that there could be a certain chain reaction? This chain reaction would be communist Russia and China coming to the aid of Iran. Such an action could bring about the Third World War that is in plan to begin in the Middle East. The Illuminati planned three world wars and many revolutionary wars. We've seen two world wars and many revolutionary wars during the 20th century. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy. by offering you a one-year free subscription to NewsWatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your calls.